At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money. Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. Daly's out there. PGA Championship underway. I forgot when he won how hot it was when he won the PGA Championship. I guess Tiger Woods told the story that Daly told him that day he had 13 Diet Cokes. What's out there? No water, John? No?
You don't want to mix in a water at all?
Can't do it.
How many Cokes do you whack down on a daily basis? 4? 5?
5? No. 2.
2?
Depends.
Yeah. Are you
too much?
Do you like Coke or Mountain Dew better?
It's funny. I got off the Mountain Dew and I've been back on.
Back on it. You're back on the wagon.
Right.
Shooter.
That's right. Too much of those. those are those you can put down, no problem.
Yeah.
Too much of those. Thanks to E who sent this in too. Better. What is he? Better X. What do we call him? Z.
Let's go better Z. Yeah, I think.
He's in D.C. But the Rip Van Winkle, whatever bourbon, $1,500 a bottle.
Oh yeah, for
oh,
sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I'm out of my element here. Crazy.
Okay, I will quickly.
I think I'm something with the Crown Peach, and the Sherman character wants some Guinness.
Yeah. What's the Crown Peach? Peach 40? 50?
South Point's got it for like 20, 25.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad. Hard to find, though. But
I will quickly tell the story because you brought it up, so I will finish this now. This is 3 or 4 years ago. A buddy of mine here in town is a mixologist, and he invited me out to a whiskey, scotch, bourbon tasting over at the Encore here on the Strip. I'm like, I'm not turning that down.
Yeah, that would be a great guest. We got to close that deal.
He's awesome. Yep. Love the dude.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're there, and you can try all these exotic, you know, whiskeys and scotches from across the world. And there's a bunch of Japanese whiskey on board, which I'm a big fan of. They're really tasty. And it's Santori is there. And he's like, Mitch, and he knows everybody there, right? So he goes, go up to their desk and ask the guy for what he has under the desk. Don't Tell them that you know me. Tell them JR sending you. Tell them you don't want what they're giving everybody else. So I go up there and I'm like, hey, look, JR told me. The guy's like, hey, no problem. Then you have to spit it out. Oh. He reaches under, gets this bottle of whiskey out, right? He gives me a glass of it, small glass like this. I take one sip. It's unlike anything I've ever tasted in my life. I've never done hardcore drugs, ever. I can imagine this is what it feels like. I took one sip. It went all the way down to my toes, and it came all the way back up. It felt like my whole body was on fire.
Get out of here.
I'm like, what just hit me?
Yeah.
And so I got to talking to the guy about it. He goes, go ahead, Google it. You can't find it anywhere except for the secondary market. I searched the name. The first bottle that popped up, $9,999. And that was probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was incredible.
Yeah. You feel alive.
Yeah, huh? you do.
Right. It's like getting dealt four to the Royal playing 250 a push.
I wanted to go gamble. I felt like the Incredible Hulk. After one small sip, I'm like, how does that happen? What, what's in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is great. I tell you, I was a fan of the Sambuca. I like the Sambuca. Yeah.
Derek breaks that out here.
Yeah, that loves it. Yeah.
What, the taste?
Yes. We had the taste. It's like, he owns the place. He can do what he wants.
Of course.
He's just like, give me the bottle.
He corners off the section here at the sports book. It's roped off like 15 people. He's like, come on. We want the Sambuca. Go get it.
I was yelling at him. Like, come on with the Sambuca.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he had it. He took a shot and he goes, it's good.
Yeah, that's right.
So good. I love that.
And then he wants to do another one. So we did two shots. 10 minutes later, I'm like, that'll do it for me. Where's the Uber? Because that...
Some of that stuff I can't...
Meanwhile, Matt Humans is up until 8 o'clock in the morning. Two bottles are gone?
Yeah, animal. What? Tequila? No way. Jägermeister?
Oof.
No way.
Oof.
Nope, can't do it.
Yeah.
Nope, get it out of my face.
Never been a fan of the black licorice anyway.
Yes.
Trick-or-treating, younger days, black Twizzlers, get it out of here. Disgusting. So let me give you this. In the NBA, we do have a game two coming up tonight. Again, this is in Point Spread Weekly, VSiN's digital magazine. You can get it at vsin.com/subscribe. So the zigzag theory, Paulie?
Been dead for 20 years.
Okay. However, Steve Mackinnon, who does this, pointed out, it is alive and well in the conference finals. In the last two conference finals, teams coming off of an outright loss are 13-6 straight up and 14-4-1 ATS in their 19 follow-up games. Those that lost by single digits are 13-4 to the under in their next game. Unders big in games two, game twos as well. Since 2014, unders are 11-4-1, including 3-0-1. Last four coming off of a huge game one offensive outburst. Defensive adjustments have led to a 24-point-per-game drop-off from game one in that four-game span. Only a four-game sample size, but there you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to with these game twos, where I think you'll see an adjustment here and a lower-scoring game tonight, and then I think you'll see the score uptick in game two, Dallas and Golden State. I mean, Dallas couldn't make a damn thing.
Oh, no, that'll correct itself. They'll hit some of those open shots.
Are you okay with them walking a ball up the floor? I mean, I know they were the slowest tempo team, but they had success doing that against Utah.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with that because, again, what if instead of 3 of 19 at the end of the first quarter last night, what if they're 8 of 19 from 3?
Yeah, you probably can't. You can push with Brunson. You can't with Luka.
Yeah, he doesn't like to do it.
Yep. But you don't want to wear him out, though, either. The physique's a little...
Well, he's having beers before the game.
McDouble, too.
I really need to know that. Is this part of his pregame ritual?
Uh-huh.
Does he have to have like an afternoon beer every single day to get ready?
Sure, yeah. Can you imagine Boban's tolerance? What does it take to put him down, the big fella? I mean, look at his hands.
He probably scoffed like a case of beer won't even touch him.
He had a video up yesterday. He's out there at half, before game one. He comes right out, bam, knocks down a three from the parking lot.
I really like this guy.
Yeah.
Like, as a basketball player, do the impression again. That commercial, I laugh every single time the commercial comes on.
Which one? The coast?
The mustard.
I can reach. Who needs more mustard, huh? I like the coast.
He just comes in. Up here?
Yeah, right. He just looks around. It's not a problem. I'm here. I like the coaster one. Come on. He's cleaning. Yeah. What's the point of having a coaster if no one's going to use it?
Yeah. It's funny.
He is good.
So, with the game two tonight, do you know that there was a spot that right away after the game on Tuesday night opened up Miami -5?
Yeah.
I think that was globally?
Yeah.
Five's too high.
Well, the shot in the Army gets smart back. I mean, this is enormous. And the other thing is with the adjustments, and it's, who knows? Maybe it's like, let Jimmy go off and we'll just take away the others. I don't know. That's see what Udoka does and how Boston makes the adjustments. But the guy's been an assassin here. ridiculous. 40 yep. points three times in the last 10 games?
Yep. That and, I mean, the way Strus and Vincent are playing at home, that will probably continue tonight.
Right.
Maybe not each guy, but I'm quite confident that at least one of them will have a good game.
Yeah, and you got to be careful, too, sending help, because they'll knock down those open threes, and they have a lot of shooters. And again, what a luxury it is just to have guys like a Dedmon, like an Oladipo. They just got Oladipo sitting there.
Right.
The guy's an all-star. And it was back in the day, but still. Mm-hmm. The Strus angle, Boston got rid of him. We mentioned him going over 11 of the 15 from threes. Hero will knock him down. I mean, Christ, Duncan Robinson doesn't even play. Think about that. What a job with the roster and Spoelstra. You know, and I gave Riley all the credit, but Coach Thorpe pushed back last time he was on, just saying it was Spoelstra and player development
right.
too, which I
right.
could be many things there. But
okay, so take a peek at that. We just put up the player props for tonight. Robert Williams, his points prop is 9.5. His rebounds prop is also 9.5. So essentially, will he get a double-double? It's basically a two-team parlay, right, or two-leg parlay, where you could go over on the points and the rebounds. But if you want to just bet him to hit that double-double, which is available at plus 250, again, with Horford, are you going to rule him out right now? He's doubtful. I don't think he plays.
No.
You don't think he's going to play. So assuming that he doesn't go again tonight, and Bam was kind of a non-factor in game one, that can change, but Williams to get a double-double at plus 250? I'm on board with that. I'll take that plus money.
Something's going on with Bam offensively, right?
Well, they never run anything for him.
No.
It's got to be all garbage stuff from him, right? Cleaning up the glass, putting it back in. But he was nowhere to be found around the rim for offensive rebounding anyway the other night. He only had 4 rebounds. Now, he came up with some huge blocks in that game, but offensively, like, the guy is super talented. They rely on guys like Vincent and Strus more than him. And again, Tyler Hero is 15.5 tonight. His made threes prop, 1.5 over is minus 155. You know he's going to take some, he'll take those shots and he's going to get those attempts off. You got to lay the juice, which I'm not a big fan of laying that much on a player prop, but I think he hits 2 tonight.
Derek White, another one. Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on. He's been awful. So bad.
He's been unreliable.
But that's something we hit on too. And I like the local angle in New England about, oh boy, maybe this Williams thing. It got us through game 7, but this could be – now he's got a ton. He thinks he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's mic'd up. He's yelling at his coach. He's in foul trouble, you know. And that's a little bit of that. Pritchard shoots too much, too, for my liking. I mean, that's a guy, it's like he thinks he's been a 5-time All-Star. Guy's coming down looking for a shot and jacking.
Right.
Like, come on, man. He shot 16 times in game 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much.
By the way, for the record again, the opener last night after the Warriors took down the Mavericks, Golden State opened up 6.5, down to 6 here at Circa, but nothing went well for the Mavericks last night. This is Jalen Brunson, who had 14 points in the game. He talked about what they need to do to improve in game 2.
I think for us, it starts on the defensive end. We got to play better defensively. We got to be more connected, talking, just be on the same page. And I think that's the beginning of it. And our offense is going to come. I mean, we'll be fine on offense. We had a lot of good looks tonight. And maybe just trust our work ethic and our technique. I'm comfortable with the shots that we got tonight that we'll go on in game 2.
Yep. I'm glad he said that. The offense is going to be there. It's going to be fine. They did have a lot of open looks.
Yes, he did. No reason to worry. No reason to panic. Kid's been unbelievable making the adjustments, in-series adjustments. Remember, they were run out in all 3 games in Phoenix before Game 7. And to his point, 8 of 25 on open threes and 3 of 23 on contested threes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've
lost every game 1 so far in the playoffs.
Yep.
And they were down 0-2 and got blown out twice at the Suns. The biggest concern for those of us with Mavericks future tickets, Curry and Klay started 2 of 12 last night. The rest of the team was 18 of 23. Yeah. So that'll balance out and find its level. Again, overtime in this series. Coming up next, Major League Baseball reaction. Look at today's card. We have a prime candidate for some negative regression taking the mound today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
A little Major League Baseball here. Yesterday, we had a bunch of aces going, Paulie, and I'm just going to put this out there. One day, middle of May, I get it. Yesterday was a good day for Josh Hader tickets to win the Cy Young. Why? Max Scherzer was not great, and it stinks. He left the game, injured his side, came out of that, what was it, at bat against another guy who's in the box. Corbin Burns was not great. Brewers had to come back and win that game in extras.
What happened? Two outs, nobody on, all hell breaks loose.
Yep,
I believe it. Big win, though. Walk off.
Pablo Lopez for the Marlins only lasted 3 innings. Nationals kind of got to him. So we need more of that to cash these tickets. Now, Hader, by the way, I think as low as 25-1 at one book out here to win the Cy Young.
You're kidding.
No.
Jeez.
He did not make an appearance yesterday, but they won that game. And like I said, if they win like 95 games, he saved. Happens to have one of those years where it's like 48 or 50.
Listen, the big good call. We'll see how that goes. The big story continues to be the New York teams.
Oh, for sure.
The Mets win again. They're 13-1 off a loss. And the Yankees, they win every night. They've won 9 of 10. They're number one in home runs, number one in ERA, number one in bullpen ERA. The starters have been tremendous. So they didn't cover the run line again, though.
Uh-huh.
Shenanigans late. But Chapman's been solid. 28-9, number one ROI team in baseball. Who's number two? The Mets. But now you know how many tough injuries can you overcome here now if your top two pitchers are out. But Bassett's a good number three, and he goes today.
Right.
But this is horrible timing because you have the toughest part of your schedule coming up now in the next month and a half.
Now that the number today already moved like 25 cents. The overnight number I saw in the Mets was -150 in the neighborhood. They're, what, $1.75 right now? Here's part of the reason why. And Adam Burke, who you can hear on this network, VSiN, on several different shows, but you can also, more importantly, get his write-ups every single day in the daily best bets email that we send out, again, vsin.com/subscribe, and he writes a regression report in our digital magazine called Point Spread Weekly. Well, one of the guys that he pointed out this week is going today for the Cardinals, hence the big move, because a lot of people in the market are also noticing this. Dakota Hudson goes today for the Cardinals. He's probable anyway against Bassett for the Mets. Hudson has a 3.06 ERA, as Burke writes, over 35.1 innings, but his last seven starts have featured some hideous strikeout and walk rates, and his advanced metrics suggest negative regression is on the way. 5.38 expected ERA with a FIP of 5.06. He points out his left-on-base percentage is 82.9%, along with a 248 BABIP. BABIP, two very strong indicators of why his ERA is only 3.06, and that will correct itself. So I would suggest that you subscribe today. Again, vsin.com/subscribe. He does his best bets email every single day during... it's a long season. It's 6 months. And his regression report is in there every single week on top of it. He's very, very good on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a 25-cent move today. You can find various ways to still fade the Cardinals if you're not a fan of laying, you know, $1.75 or chasing a move of 25 cents. For example, you could bet maybe the Mets a score in the first inning, or you could bet the Mets minus a half a run, minus 110 in the first five, or you could maybe bet the Mets to go over their team total in the first five innings on top of it.
Short card, anything else you like? Kirby goes for Seattle. You got a good, you got Darvish going, a lot of day games. Darvish is going against
right.
The Phillies.
I want to keep my eye on Kirby because I did bet him to win the Rookie of the Year after he made his first start. He was very good, but as you can expect with rookies, he came back in his second start and wasn't as sharp. So I want to see, I want to play, let that play out again tonight or today and see how he looks. I bet him, I think, at 50-1 to win the Rookie of the Year. He made a very good,
yep.
He was dominating in the minors, as a lot of guys do, but he came out and he looked very, very good in his first start. So there's that.
How about some key numbers? Let's update everything that's going on in baseball. We mentioned the ROI, Yankees number one. You're up 8 units on the Yankees, off to a great start, 28-9. Mets are number two, ROI. Padres number three, followed by the Astros and the Angels. What happened? They get swept there? That's three in a row to Texas?
Yep. And, Ohtani was good yesterday.
Yes,
but...
I know. Mm. Yep. You see that $100 every game on the Yankees, up 800, and down to the Angels plus 362. Bit of a comeback for the Reds, still down over 12 units on the season. Worst ROI in baseball. Detroit, second worst, followed by Washington, Boston, and Atlanta. Braves.
I know it.
Tough.
I know it. Yep.
When do you become concerned? Middle of June?
I would say...
They did the same thing last year, but...
What's the date line, or the time stamp on hockey? Is it Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, it is.
I think by June 1st, typically, but again, this year was pushed back by a good week. June 1st, typically, the teams that have been in first place at that point been a strong indicator of what they're going to do and probably make the playoffs at the end of the season.
Most profitable starting pitchers. Musgrove. Padres are 7-0 in his starts, up 5 units. Suarez 6-1. Gray with Washington's up 4 units, even though the record's 5-3. The Yankees have won all 7 starts made by Severino. And Gibson, who goes today with the Phillies, 5-2, up 3 units. The Nationals have lost all 8 starts Corbin has made, and they're 1-7 when O'Don's out there. That's a 1-15 out of 2 pitchers.
Yeah,
my God. Nola down 650. The Phillies have lost 7 of his 8 starts.
Yeah, I want to count how many times I've actually bet on Nola in my life. It's on one hand.
Mm.
I don't bet him. I rarely have ever bet Aaron Nola.
Flexen, who was top 5 for the season in ROI last year, they've lost 6 of his 7 starts. You're down 5 units backing him. And Keller, 1-6, down 5 units as well. Some the totals. Sensatella, all 7 starts have gone over. He got hurt. Molly, who goes today, 7 of the 8 starts have gone over. Am I crazy? Was I drinking, or wasn't that 7.5 yesterday? Wasn't that total 7.5? It got rained out. It's the same pitchers. Now it's 8. Am I seeing things?
I believe that's accurate. Yeah.
What's up there?
Well, we've seen some totals. I mean, what's the weather like today? I'd have to check. We've seen totals like that, though, move around a little bit. You know, move a half run here and there.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay,
yeah.
Savale 6-0 to the over. Morton 6-1 to the over. And Rodriguez 6-2 to the over. Verlander, Valdez, Flexen, all 6-1 to the under. Burns was 5-0 to the under. The first over cashed with him out there too. And you mentioned he got he got roughed up some good. Jerry Lane also behind home plate. All six games when he's been behind the dish have gone over. Something to keep an eye on too if you're into umpires.
I will also tell you to pay attention tonight to the Diamondbacks game against the Cubs. This is in Wrigley. Now, the hourly forecast for the game tonight, it looks like winds are going to be blown out, and they could be, it looks like 16 miles an hour maybe, blowing out to left the way it looks. But keep your eye on Zach Gallen for the Diamondbacks. He has some of the best numbers in the entire sport right now. Now, he's only pitched 34 innings so far. He's only made six starts. But he has a 1.05 ERA. The FIP is 2.22. The XFIP a little bit higher, 3.37. I did bet him last week at 75-1 to win the National League Cy Young. So I have him and a Hader at large tickets. By the way, I would look for Hader again today. I would shop around for him. If you can still find like a rogue 100-1, I would take a little slice on 100-1 at Hader. But overall, Gallen's been a little bit lucky. The BABIP is 202. The average in baseball right now for BABIP, batting average of balls in place, is right around 280-ish in that neighborhood. So that's really low, but he doesn't walk anybody. He doesn't give up a lot of home runs at all. This is a guy, if he stays healthy, I have loved him since he was with Miami. I had him like every single year in fantasy, of course, until this year. Big fan of him. And if he looks good tonight and puts up really good numbers, if the wind's blowing out, there's something to monitor here with him. He could be really in the mix after another start tonight if he's sharp.
Something to monitor. This escalated quickly. Yankees, 250 to win the division. Dodgers, $3. Astros, 230 now. Milwaukee, 275. To each win all their respective divisions.
You know, you can parlay division winners at a bunch of places. Which is always kind of a fun
bet. Yes.
Sweat it out for a good 4 or 5 months.
Yep. Trying to find your Hader. I can't.
He's all over the board. Okay. He's last night I looked, I saw between 25 and 75-1. So the VSiN spring special is here for only $59. You're going to get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel with the NBA Finals, and Annie McNeil all the way through the NHL playoffs, plus tons of NFL preseason action, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf with the PGA now underway, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features that daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, and use of our betting tools and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/spring. That's vsin.com/spring. We will talk NBA with Brian Geltzeiler up next, who covers the sport, his reaction to the Warriors winning Game 1 last night, and who does he like tonight in Game 2 between the Heat and the Celtics. We'll kick that around coming up next year and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Dominance with MLB totals. That's what you get with David the Dominator Hess, one of the top cappers at Winners and Winers. 63% this year. He has likes the slate today, even though it's a small slate. He's a total that he loves. You can get it by texting VSiN to 320-350-3500. Get his MLB freebie by texting VSiN area code 320-350-3500.
NBA now. Brian Geltzeiler joins the program. HoopsCritic.com also hosts on SiriusXM NBA, their channel over there. Brian, thanks for the time today. Are you enjoying these games? A lot of blowouts here lately.
Well, I will tell you, I definitely enjoyed Boston-Miami just because Boston hung around a little bit much more than I enjoyed last night's Warriors-Mavericks game, which was really, the Mavericks kind of hung in there even by the end of the third quarter, they were only down 9. I had taken an absurd amount, 29 three-point attempts in the first half of the game, which is patently absurd. And then they came out for the third quarter and they just got blitzed. The thing for the Mavericks, a couple things that were a little distressing for them last night. Number one, you expect them to perform a little bit better defensively. There was a lot of defensive failures. And although the Warriors generally didn't get to play the tempo that they love running up and down the floor, when they did run, it was an Achilles heel for the Mavericks. The other thing, they got out-rebounded 51-35.
Killed on the glass.
That is killed. And that's going to be a really long-term problem in this series if they can't fix it. The Warriors defended them very well. They invited them to take a lot of threes. The Mavs fell into that trap of taking a lot of threes and just didn't knock down a lot of open shots. And that's the other part of this. But if they don't do something about the rebounding, the other thing is this. You know, listen, as good as Luka is, and he's wonderful, a really, really good defensive team can kind of load up on him a little bit when everything is in his hands all the time. I thought the Mavericks had a very interesting stretch of the second quarter when Luka was out of the game and the ball was in Brunson's hands more. And I think playing Luka off the ball, putting him at the elbow, and just kind of messing around with how you're going to use Luka and not use him traditionally in the way that you always have with the ball in his hands all the time is going to create some openings for other guys. Because if they don't start, they got killed from two last night. Mm-hmm. Golden State shot so much better from two-point range, more shots, better shots. If the Mavericks don't start to get some easier buckets from two-point range in the half court, this series could end quickly for them.
Yeah, that's a good observation, by the way, because it looks like a different team when the ball is in somebody else's hands, not named Luka. So then again, going into game two and what happened last night, I guess your biggest takeaways there, as you pointed out, the Mavericks 3 of 19 from 3 at the end of the first, which is just absurd, and then 7 of 29 at halftime. But on the flip side, the Warriors, Brian, Klay and Steph started 2 of 12, but the others on the team were 18 of 23 at that point, and they're still ahead, obviously.
Correct. And listen, Wiggins was great last night. And
yes.
The thing for the Warriors, if Wiggins is going to play that well, and really on both ends of the floor, I thought, you know, one of the things I looked at when I analyzed the series from the beginning is who the hell is going to guard Luka, right? I thought Wiggins did a pretty decent job on him last night.
Yeah.
And granted, they loaded up on him behind and they helped him. But, you know, as the primary defender on Luka, he fed him towards the help. They put Luka in the areas of the court that they wanted to. They sealed off the paint a little bit and kind of try to fan him out onto the wings off the bounce. And I thought they did a fantastic job of that. So, you know, you're not going to get that kind of production from Wiggins every game. The thing that I was worried about with the Mavericks a little bit defensively was that they did a decent job on Curry. They did a decent job on Klay. You know, but do they have enough good perimeter defenders to deal when the Warriors go really small and have Thompson, Curry, and Poole on the floor together? Can they handle all three? I don't think they did a good job of that last night when those units were out there.
What adjustments would you make if you're Udoka here? And do you let Butler go off and try to take away the others? Or are you more focused on the Vincents, who've been great in home games, and Strus and these kind of guys? What would you do if you're Boston and Udoka now in game two?
I wouldn't overreact, and I say it in this respect. Miami put that game away on them essentially by doing one thing and one thing only. Peyton Pritchard had to be on the floor in the absence of Marcus Smart. They just needed the extra ball handler. They needed the extra shooter, and although he didn't shoot well and didn't have a good game, Miami absolutely abused him defensively. So what happened is that whoever Pritchard was on was put in every pick and roll. Boston refused to switch those pick and rolls to keep Pritchard off Butler, which I agree with. I think that's the right way to go. The problem is every time Butler got a step off Tatum when they weren't switching because the screen just held Tatum up just enough, Butler was able – all you got to do is give Jimmy Butler a small step, and I don't care who's guarding him. He's going to find his way to his spots in the mid-range. That's exactly what he did. And then when Boston would commit the extra defender, which normally was Robert Williams coming from the baseline, then you had open threes. P.J. Tucker hit a corner three on that. Like, they had Hero hitting threes from there. So, like, you end up he's going to have to figure out. Two things are going to help Udoka here. Number one, Marcus Smart returning is going to allow you, when they want to do that now, and if you're going to have Smart in that pick and roll, they'll just switch it to Smart on Butler, and they won't worry about that. So you have that option as well. The other thing is you're going to need to bring help at Butler that's not one pass away. So and I would help on Butler. I doubled Butler earlier, and I would bring help from the weak side all the way over to Jimmy. So at least if they're going to try to go to where the help's coming from, your defense has time to rotate and adjust. And Boston's very good at rotating to the weak side. So I think they're not complicated adjustments for Udoka. It's kind of getting back to the way they play defense. They had to make some changes in the absence of Smart. This is the best defensive team left, best defensive team in the league. You took the defensive player of the year off this team with this injury with Smart. And I think it's important to note that Boston giving up 118 directly equates to the fact that Marcus Smart wasn't on the floor. And Miami is so smart in how they approach these things. They absolutely drove a truck through that opening.
Yep. So with Smart now coming back tonight, and Brian, I will run this by you. The total in that game one out here in Las Vegas and beyond was 203.5, flew over 118-107 final score. Now the adjustment here is 207-207.5. Do we see both teams score 100 points again tonight, or is it going to be a lower scoring affair?
I think it's probably going to be a lower scoring affair. I would lean towards the under because I do think what you're going to see happen here too is tempo got a little out of control.
Yes, it
in that
did.
Game. I think it did. And I think Boston's going to want to play this one slower. And Boston generally all season, they have dictated tempo. They dictated tempo certainly throughout the playoffs here. Games have gone at the speed that the Celtics wanted them to go. This one got out of control and did not. The other thing for them is that, for whatever reason, Tatum, they rely sometimes almost too much on Tatum to create offensively. And I think that is something they're going to continue to do. Miami's really good defensively. They loaded up on Tatum very well in the second half. But I think that's going to keep a total lower also. Because Boston, to me, listen, they'll score enough to beat Miami. But if they're going to win the series, they're going to win it on the defensive end of the floor. And that's going to lend itself to, I think, lower totals throughout. So the fact that I almost feel like it's a little bit of a sucker's bet, guys. So, that game goes way over on the 203.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oddsmakers face it to 207.5. Which doesn't seem like a lot based upon what it did last game, I would come in under tonight.
Yeah. So, Paulie kicked this around here on the show earlier today, Brian, and that is some in the Boston area are suggesting that what happened to Grant Williams in Game 7 against the Bucks was, not like moving forward to this series and beyond, maybe the worst thing that could have happened because it went to his head, took 18 threes. He played brilliantly. They needed that. He had 27 in that game. But now you see him screaming at the coach on the sideline. The media's going to him for a sound bite. He's a very good sound bite.
Mic'd up,
taking a lot of shots. Would you buy into that theory at all?
There's a little bit there, but I will tell you this. I've talked to Grant Williams. I've met the kid a handful of times. He's generally a pretty grounded, pretty bright kid. I think the worst, I don't know that the taking the 18 threes was the worst thing that happened to him. Putting a mic on him was the worst thing that happened to him. And I'm going to tell you something about Ime Udoka. I didn't care who's mic'd up. He's not going to coach anybody any differently. And I think Grant Williams may have gone back at Udoka in the way that he did because he knew that he was being heard. That creates a problem for me. And when you see these mic'd up situations, guys, I'd much rather see the TV networks do this with veterans who are used to kind of being in these situations and can almost put it out of their mind. Grant Williams is a young player. And that, and again, great kid, has it all together, really, really bright kid, and again, the strategy that Milwaukee undertook in Game 7 was a strategy I would have undertaken, which is essentially let Williams and White shoot threes. They got burned doing it because Williams hit threes, but it's something I would have been willing to take my chances with the same way Coach Bud did. So there's nothing wrong with that there, but I do think, there is a little something to that, but I don't necessarily think it had to do with the fact that he hit all those threes. I think he's generally a grounded kid. I think that the mic'd up thing and that he knew everything he said was being heard, and almost instead of playing basketball, that forced him into putting on a show, if you know what I mean.
Good point. Yeah,
good insight.
Brian is a host on SiriusXM, the NBA channel, and HoopsCritic.com is the website as well. Follow him on Twitter. He's at BGeltzNBA. Love talking to you, Brian. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, guys. You too. My pleasure.
Yep.
Thanks, sir.
Picks up on the little things in these games. Brian, very good at that.
With him on the under?
I am.
Yep.
Yep, yep. A four-point adjustment now. Okay. Up next, win some, lose some. This is a very popular way to bet on Major League Baseball. Well, we were asked the question, why can't this be equally as popular in the National Hockey League? I think it should be. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Hey,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here we go. John Daly, your early leader at the PGA. Watch out, folks. 1,000 to 1. Tiger goes in half an hour. Can't wait.
Oh, is he going to make a run here, John Daly?
Give another three holes. He's through three.
At what point today on the show will he be two or three over? We have an hour and 15 minutes to go.
Before we're off the air.
Okay.
Flames, Oilers over, Alt over, 8.5 plus 380, 9-6. Highest scoring playoff game since 1993. It was Flames, Kings, same score, 9-6. What in the world? Two goals in the first 51 seconds. That's never happened before. Crazy. And then Calgary had a 40-18 advantage in shots after two, but it was 6-5. Markstrom was terrible.
I found it amusing again last night. So I'm watching the NBA game and, of course, the finish to the overtime game in the NHL. And because it went to overtime and they kept showing, like, this game's going to start at 9:50 Eastern.
It was deuce and then it came
But I failed to put on the deuce, whatever. And that game ends. They go right to this game and it's 2-0, 3 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, sure.
Yeah. Mike Smith, Jesus.
Oh,
the
boy.
First goal he gave up.
Oh.
And the third one. I mean, he didn't have no choice but to get him out of there. Hurricanes, Rangers under 4.5 plus 265 plus 330 to go to overtime. Hurricanes in play, 6-1. They scored with 2 minutes left, one in overtime. Mariners plus 210 beat Toronto. Rangers plus 170 beat the Angels. And the Mets 13-1 off a loss now as they deliver again yesterday. Scherzer left with an injury. A great mix as always. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Great videos, great dog videos. You never know what is going to be sent in and what's going to make air. This is awesome. Yeah, the dog took care of the electric bill. Not a problem here. Going crazy with the mail. Going at it. tearing into that sucker.
They do not like the mailman.
No, right, right. Comes in, and there you go. They're waiting for it. You're right. They know it. And get that electric bill out of here. This is great. Everyday Husky volume up.
Oh, yeah,
Huskies love the talk. He wants his cream.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
So you've had a Husky before, and we played this earlier in the show. You brought this up. What if the drive-through worker here, like, plays with the dog, teases him for 10 minutes? Does the dog go nuts and howl the entire time?
Oh, yeah. That's what's going on. For sure? That's what he's saying. He's like, hurry up. What are you doing? See, look, he's trying with the paw, too. Like, bring it here. Come on. Can I have it? Can I get my
I want my damn treat.
Yes.
There it is. Okay.
Finally gets it. There you go.
Get it in my veins right now.
Right. I like the one we showed years ago with the Rottweiler. They just give him the Starbucks cup of it and puts it down, no problem. Yeah, that's great. Hey, every day you got to make that. Look at Frank B. Living
coming
the
right
at he's
me.
Living his
we
best
got
life.
Flying manta rays. Come on, fellas.
Look at those things. The manta rays coming right at him on his surfboard. I mean, last week he's hanging out the pool with the iguana.
He splashed me.
He comes in. And look at the end of the video. Another one coming.
In the distance here.
Right, he's pointing to the guy on the hoverboard. Look at that guy. 13,000 you said that goes for?
I think so, yeah. Yep. So this coming is his right life. That's on sports man. Early in the morning. Come goes on. Out, hits the kayak, the hoverboard, whatever. Hey, I feel like going for a fishing trip today, whatever. Pretty good life.
You ever been?
Puerto Vallarta one time, yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I'm a big fan of Mexico, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that is excellent.
I don't think you are, correct?
No, I love Cancun.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time.
I think Mexico's great.
I like the all-inclusive thing.
Oh, that's very good.
It was awesome. Yep. Yeah. I went to Dreams. Top notch. Lose some. Look at this. This is in Bel Air. Guy puts the home up, and he's expecting to get it listed for like $80, $85 million. And I can see why. It's Tony Stark's house. Look at this palatial estate. Goes up to auction, he only gets $40 million.
Honest to God,
outraged.
If you would have said, guess how much this house went for, I would have said more than $100 million.
Yes, right. Look at the size.
Look at that entrance.
What is that?
I've never seen that before.
I know. Got like mirrors on the...
Oh.
Oh, my God. And how it's built.
Look at that. The listing price was $87 million.
Got 40 for it. He goes, I got to find somebody to just say this is outrageous. You have to come in over the top.
Right.
This can't be. This can't go for 40. Look, when I was told. Oh.
It I'm continues, totally, by the way. Wait till you see the other like overhead view from the drone shot, which they will get to. Coming. Look at that.
Oh, the pool.
Oh.
Oh, mamma mia. Ridiculous. Yep. Tough one for
Frank
him.
Frank B., buy that house. We'll come and visit.
Yep. Full house. San Francisco. Remember the TV show? Sold for $37 million. I think a little difference in also how big it is, too. But you're also paying for the history as well. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Lose some. Eric sent this in again. Bad beach story. 4th of July, had the family over by the pool. My brother-in-law went inside to make three drinks. He made bourbon and diets. I said, well, what bottle did you use, by the way? He said, not sure. The one that was open. I go, the one that was open? Again, what bottle did you use? He said, the one with the guy on the label. He used my Pappy Van Winkle 23-year-old bottle. Very rare and expensive. We each had $200-plus mixed drinks that day. I was so mad I'm no longer allowed to make drinks at my house.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a bad beat. Gotta lose some.
Yeah, think about that. The guy goes in and makes, you can't, that's like.
Who knows? He might have went rogue, though. What do you mean the one that was open? Wasn't open. Ah, the one with the guy on the bottle.
Oh, it's Pappy. Let me open this up and surprise everybody here. Pappy and Coke.
Oh,
that's like
boy.
you got to hide stuff from kids, put it up in cabinets so they can't reach. Put
that's
the child protective stuff on there.
Yeah, viewer sent this in as well. Before the game, he played Rangers 1-0 and 2-0 exact scores. So close. They missed what's being lost in this. The guy blew the wide open net to put him up 2-0 late.
Yep.
Then but 2 minutes later, the game tying goal happened. They lose in overtime. Tough. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more. BetRivers.com. That's why you put pucks on the net. You never know what's going to happen. That deflected, fluky second goal to win it for Carolina.
100%. Well said.
Competing, grinding, battling, working hard. Gallant.
Okay, let me run this by you. Okay. So this is from Bill, who lives in Canada. And we've talked about that 13-run pool now in Major League Baseball. It's big with bars back east.
Yeah.
And also now here in Las Vegas, I think some other jurisdictions as well, they put up William Hill's been doing a great job on this, updating it pretty much every single day.
Let me do it real quick.
Yeah.
Giants are the favorites plus 250. They need 11 runs.
Okay.
Angels need 13. They're 3-1. Cleveland needs 13. They're plus 350. Padres 4-1 also need 13.
Okay. So Bill says, I've never heard of the Major League Baseball 13-run pool here in Kingston, Ontario, where he lives. Clearly, we do not have great sports bars. That's him talking. I don't know. I've never been there. But what a great idea. Here's his question. Do you think an NHL 7-goal pool would work? I'm out of my element. I don't live in that country. Maybe they're all over in certain pockets.
Canada, yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm assuming that some spots run that.
Regular season, first
not,
to cross up 0-7.
And I thought my first reaction was, is 7 too low? Do you go to 8? Well, he did the research and he goes, not every team is Florida. And his example was Seattle did not hit 6 or 7 this year.
Oh, wow.
So, and by the way, you could, that 0-7 would make sense because like baseball then again, start it all over and do it again. Well, that would not be, maybe it is a big thing in Canada. I don't know.
Maybe
but if not, sure, run it.
Maybe lower it to 6. You don't want to sit there all day. That'd take a while. With the baseball, this is again, it's a big thing on the East Coast. This is supposed to take about 2 months. Maybe 6 weeks to usually go through this.
But maybe this will. Again,
right. Yeah, good sweat. I mean, it's good. It's right. This could happen today. It could happen in 2-3 weeks.
Sure. There are 4 teams that need to cross off one more score, like you just ran down. I mean, Memorial Day weekend is when? Next weekend? It might not cash before then. They have to land exactly on 13, 4 of them do, and then San Francisco has to land on 11. It's easier said than done. But rest assured, as soon as the team hits, a book like William Hill will repost.
What do you expect out of Tiger? Paul Stone said
to make the cut.
That's what Paul Stone said. He said it's a great bet. I'm seeing as high as $1.45 now. I also played it again. I played the no hole in one. Played $1.40. I got a tweet saying a friend of mine walked the course, familiar with the course. There's no way it's happening. Seen as high as 160.
Oh.
No hole in one. We're back on that. Back on the bus, Gus.
Well, good luck to you. I wish you the best.
Thank
I
you.
Wish you like, have no fun this week again.
You like Daly's outfit?
Well, I didn't see what he's
wearing.
Yet.
Like a camouflage pants? This lunatic. Look what he's wearing.
Well, of course he's going to do that. Is he smoking on the course? Can we get that information?
Not yet. I'm sure he is. He just haven't shown it.
Yeah. All right. So, again, golf's second major is here. You're aware of that. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has a great offer for you. Every day of the tournament, log into Bet Rivers. Receive a 20% profit boost for the PGA Championship. The field is wide open. Take advantage of the daily profit boosts during the PGA Championship at Bet Rivers. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Bet on the Bet Rivers app or go to the website, which is betrivers.com. Mike Palm on the show coming up next. VP of Circus Sports and the resort here downtown Las Vegas. They announced the guarantee along with the rules to their 2 football contests earlier in the week on this show. Plenty of positive reactions, I'm sure. Any negative? We'll ask them about that coming up next.
Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.